Hi, and welcome to another episode of For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to talk about the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. And I am thrilled to be in Cary, North Carolina at the AIS NRC conference, and I have one of my dear friends, Chad, here with me, who has been a good buddy for many years because he is one of our field sales leaders for our Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book products. But he's one of the most data-driven consultants. He trains his teams to go in and move the needle for every customer that we have in the Southeast every day. And so, Chad, with all of these disruptions that are happening in the marketplace, real-time data is more important than ever before. So give our viewers and listeners some advice, some things that you're seeing maybe that are working, really practical ways to use real-time data to drive their business.
Well, you know, Jade, I think the first thing is that if a dealer's not using Envision is key. Jeff Flack, you know, our master, as we like to call him, you know, has weekly calls every Thursday. And if the dealers aren't using or joining his sessions, they're missing so much. Last week, we talked about what you do today sells cars tomorrow. This week's more about metrics that matter. So when we start talking about looking at the analytics and looking at the overall, how we can compete and actually move more inventory today.
Yeah. Well, especially with tariffs upon us and this supply and demand shakeup that we know is absolutely imminent, real-time data is more important than ever before. And, you know, when we first thought of Envision, in fact, you probably remember the Connections app days of the past that were right after the Health Check 360 Health Check days that Jeff and I, it was the first project we worked on together about 10, 11 years ago. And what I said then, and it's amazing because there aren't a lot of things that have carried true for our industry over a full decade, but what happens on your virtual lot anywhere online that a consumer has the opportunity to interact with your inventory or your brand is the most direct indicator of what's getting ready to happen on your physical lot. And that is how we and our teams have built Envision. How do you use real-time data to manage your lot, manage your inventory, manage your people, manage your processes, understand what's working and what's not, and optimize with every lever, every tool that you have in your tool belt to be better? So let's pivot just a little bit. You sat in on a panel that Mike Attendor and Noah Lee and I did this morning called Click to Close, and it talks about the five steps: click, follow, drive, lead, close, all of the things that that it takes for a dealer to not only get a consumer to make that first click, whether via an email or a listing or a pop-up ad, but getting the first click is like this much of the puzzle. Yep. That's right. And, you know, I think one of the things that I see that your teams or any consultants or marketing or advertising reps for dealerships are always up against are how important dealership processes and efficiencies are to do those middle steps. And depending on the consumer segment, it may be 10 clicks or it may be 250 clicks. What's some advice you have for dealers in that space?
Jade, I think most of it's just going to be culture, right? You know, I think about it many years ago when I worked in a dealership, and you think about all the different challenges and how you used to have to pencil a deal and write a credit app out. And you used to have to fax it over to five different lenders just to get an approval and wait 24 hours. You know, today it's everything is so simple, you know, and the dealers have got to adapt to the way that the shoppers are wanting to purchase a vehicle and to trade a vehicle, to get a price on their trade, to be able to complete financing on the vehicle. How does all that look? And I think that's where a lot of the dealers are actually missing, is being able to provide what the consumers are looking for and to be able to do it a lot simpler for them while they're at home shopping.
Yeah. And I see in a lot of conversations, that doesn't just mean that the dealership operators and decision makers make the right choices on the technology to have and the tools that they need to have in their tool belt to meet the consumer's needs, but it really means helping every person who is a face person within your organization, anybody who talks to any customer online, in store, in your service drive, that they really understand and are embracing this transformation into the future, meeting consumers where they are. You said it well, letting consumers buy and shop the way they want to buy and shop, not the way that you want to sell to them. Right. And we see it in the data. You know, digital retailing, it was a scary thing for dealerships, and it has only been in the last couple of months that we start to see not only parity, but profitability higher on deals that have more pieces, more steps of the sale that happen online. And it's because when the consumer's in control and they feel like they're buying and self-educating, self-guiding, self-controlling through the process, instead of being sold to, they buy more things. And it's just, it's awesome. It's really exciting. But the salespeople, they're not necessarily bought in yet. And so you've got to get them on board. How do you do that?
Well, I think, you know, just changing, to your point, some of the processes, you know, when you spoke about the buying decision journey, you know, you talk about it. We used to see that the finance was the strong part, or the part that really struggled the most. Now it's all shifted to trade-in, you know, the vehicle. So I think just having this sales team being better trained, better staffed, having more tools accessible to them, you know, to make it easier and more simplified.
Yeah, using that real-time data to build trust, to educate not only the customer, we talk a lot about educating the consumer with data, but educating your staff, bringing them along with you, showing them the data that proves they can do more, they can make more, aligning your pay plans, because pay plans drive behaviors to the new ways of the world and the things that you want them to do. All excellent advice. So last question, if our listeners only take one thing away from today's episode, what's your big piece of advice for them?
Culture, like I talked about, I think the next thing is, you know, to not be afraid right now, you know, with everything going on. And, you know, we were talking earlier that when COVID happens, you know, nobody really knew what to expect. Right. And it's kind of the same thing now. We don't know what to expect. So, you know, keep your foot on the pedal and, you know, keep going.
Yeah, you got it. Disruption is opportunity for those who take it. Absolutely. And every decision that you make right now, or don't make, that's another critical one. Yep. You know, I see people sitting on the fence. Now is put your foot on the gas and take that activity while it is here. And so, Chad, thank you for being with us today. As always, thank you to our viewers and listeners. Don't forget to go to b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadfor to sign up to be one of the first to hear when new bonus episodes like this one are released. And as always, we are cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.